But see the change school back forward. Put aside the tape.
So it has to be. Checks the Tishlach Gadim Mahal Bishis Mod Hussa Saka Mahal of Lokibe. So she sent clothing to Mordechai to remove the sackcloth, and he didn't accept the clothing. That Zor Matzvir. This whole statement is very difficult. V'chi choshva Esther Shemachmas Chosa begodim Holech Mordechai Karua begodim Ugushah. Did Esther think that Mordechai didn't have any other clothing to wear, that he had to wear torn clothing? Obviously Mordechai had clothing which wasn't torn in his house. He specifically decided to wear the torn clothing, the sacks. So, what is she sending him? Other clothing. But what is he needs her clothing? Obviously, there's a reason why he's wearing sack clothing. Oh, also, Ksiv says, "Vatavona navis Esther ve'agigula." It says that Esther's maid servants came and told her that Mordechai was outside wearing the sackcloth. So, Vadai Gidul Lefunel Kola In. So Mordechai Holeh the Tzolei Zokhi Dolu Mo. Clearly, there's no question that they told her the whole story, that Mordechai was screaming and crying in the streets about the Gezeirah of Haman. This was public knowledge. I mean, Mordechai was making a big to-do about it, and Esther's maid servants came and told her all about it. So she knew what was going on. So what is she sending him clothing to put on, regular clothing? I mean, she knows that he's doing this because of the terrible decree. He wants people to be upset, and this is a way of showing his distress. So why does she send him fresh clothing? Shas Ma Oma Gaba Homon Machashvelosh O Gaba Malfi Lom Malfi Tatom and then came Ave Yodosh Esau of Yaakov Mazah Shishachal of God. Also indicates that Esther was well aware of the Gezeira. So like this, the Pashtus Yesh Mokum Loma, the simple teretz is Shebasher in Lavoel Shah Melch Lavush Sa. It says, you're not going to come into the palace dressed for the sackcloth, you have to dress like respectable clothing. He writes the Lahamtik Sod. She wanted to discuss the whole thing with Mordechai. She wanted him to come to talk to her about it. Maybe come up with a plan. Al Kain, Shalchaloi Begodin. Today she here be a chot love or less. So she sent him nice clothing. He should be able to come into the palace to talk to her. She's a queen. She can't go into the streets to talk to a person wearing sackcloth. So in order to bring him into the palace, she sent him nice clothing because you're not allowed to come into the palace dressed like a bum. It's against the rules of the palace. You can't come up with soap. So therefore, she sent him. That's the poshut pshat. That's what was going on. Yesh lahavin, mamabem is lo kibel. So then why didn't he accept the clothing? She wants to talk to him and he has to put on nice clothing to come into the palace. So why did he say, no, I don't want the clothing? Oh, another question. Lama mitchila lo halache leho lahamtik sod kodim shukarit bugadol. Why didn't he just go right away, discuss with her, and then afterwards he can go outside and tear his clothing, wear sackcloth? Why did he first tear his clothing? And so what's going on over here? Yesh lomod. So he wants to explain. Hakimash yigit grow kodesh avi. Adonai nemarinu rabbeinu zechatzad v'rocha. But harder to shas Megillah. This Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Dalet, says like this. Mem Ches Nevi'im Amdu LeYisrael. V'lo Pichsu V'lo Hosiu Amash HaKasav V'Torah Chutz Memitra Megillah. There were 48 prophets after Moshe Rabbeinu, that we have their names and their prophecies. And none of them added a mitzvah to the Torah, except one mitzvah which comes out of the Nevi'im, is a mitzvah to read the Megillah Esther every year. Otherwise, we don't do any other mitzvah from the Nevi'im, only the mitzvah reading the Megillah. Lachas Neros, Lachas Neros is a general statement in the Nevi'im, Keros of the Shabbos Oneg. Dosh Hashem Chuba, and you should have only Shabbos and covered Shabbos, and certainly it's from the Nevi'im. But to actually light the candles is probably from not the Nevi'im, it's probably from the Sanhedrin HaGadol that just decided on its own that the Nevi'im made a general mitzvah all covered the Oneg, so do it this way. But it's not specifically mentioned. They extended the pasuk into this, but there's nothing explicit in the Nevi'im to light Shabbos candles. Not like Mikra Megillah. Pius Megillah says, very black and white, you have to do it every year. Yes? The problem is the four fast days. The four fast days, Tisha B'Av, the primary one which we still keep. But according to many of the Mefarshim, the four fast days, including Tisha B'Av, is really only a minhag nowadays. It's not based on the original Takana of the Nevi'im.
Why?
Because
the Hamikdash was already
built. Yeah, second Mishkan was built. So nowadays, it's not so terrible the way it used to be. Okay, it's not so clear. I gave a shiur about it once, but the four fast days are not as strong an obligation as you can't compare it to Kriyas HaMegillah. Someone doesn't feel so good, he doesn't have to fast. I already discussed this once. Yes?
The four fasts were stopped when they broke the Bayis Shem.
Right. Right, exactly. Kriyas HaMegillah kept on going.
Did they institute them
After Bayis Rishon, you had the four fasts. During the 70 years of God's covenant, they were real fasts.
But then they were stopped during Bayis Sheni.
After Bayis Sheni, it's a minute. It started again, but we don't know if it's really the original Takana. Could be it's not the original Takana. Could be it's a later minute. You see that three out of the four we don't fast the whole day. We just fast daytime, not fast at night. Tisha B'Av is the one which we still keep.
But
it's the rice in Tisha B'Av. No. Tisha B'Av is a banan. But it could be from the Takana of the Nevi'im.
Only that one. Is it Kabbalah?
No, yes. because it says, okay. Because if they cry on this day, I'll give you a reason to cry.
It's a Medrash. It's a Medrash. But it's not a din d'oraisa.
That's a question
of
the Torah, but. No. It's not that.
That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Sechta Taina says that Tisha B'Av is the first day of the Meraglim. There's other things which happen on Tisha B'Av.
I would think that Ego also would happen.
Chetzer Ego is Shavuos at the Tammuz. It's 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av.
Is it the
reason? No. The fast of Shavuos at the Tammuz is the Drabbana. It's a minute.
Why?
It's even less than the Drabbana. Huh?
Why would it happen like while the Torah was being written down, like Moshe Rabbeinu's life?
No, the Dint of Fast was first instituted after the Churban of the first Beis Hamikdash. There was no fast before. After the first Mishkan was destroyed, the Nevi'im Taka made four fast days. Shavuos at the Tammuz and so forth. Tavis, some Gedaliah, Tisha B'Av. Then for 70 years it was a real Takana to Avraham. Then you had Bayis Sheni, they didn't fast. Then after Bayis Sheni, he came back for four fasts, but didn't come back the same way. Because three out of the four, you don't fast at night the way they used to. It used to be a full blast fast, like Yom Kippur, day and night. But 3 out of the 4, we only fast by day. We don't fast at night. And Tisha B'Av, we also fast day and night. It's one day. But even that Tisha B'Av still doesn't have the same, it's not the same the way it was in Bais, after the destruction of the first temple. Then it was very, very strong. But now, someone doesn't feel so well, you can eat on Tisha B'Av. You don't make people go to the extreme. Yeah.
I know it's not a problem in Yerushalayim, but fasting the day before a chag is a problem, right? Isn't that a problem? Fasting the day before.
No, I fast the day before.
So is Purim considered a day that you're not allowed to fast before and afterwards? Also, Pesach, we have, you know, kind of Purim, how does that work?
Okay, that's a more complicated question. It was diamonds.
Right.
Yes. But we don't keep those two demons anymore. We don't keep those demons.
No,
yes.
We don't keep the days, but the
diamonds
that
that we do fast before.
But how? If we don't. I thought the way I remember was that the Megillah Tanis was just saying that before and after you weren't allowed to fast because they were special days. But here we have, you know, Purim outside, you know, Yerushalayim, and in the only city was today, and Pesach, and it's work.
I have to learn the Gemara from start to Tanis. I mean, you're carrying us off into a completely different discussion. We're not discussing the halachas of Tainus here. I don't know why you're taking us so far afield. Yes?
It's like pertinent in a direct way. But yesterday, I was dealing with Tanis Aser. Yesterday, my friend and I were learning a question about Tanis Aser. And there it says that if Purim will fall on Sunday, and you push off Tanis Aser to Thursday. By the way, it's on Friday.
Erev Shabbos, you don't want to go with Erev Shabbos.
There's no fast Erev Shabbos?
Generally, try to avoid it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it can happen sometimes, but if you're already moving a fast from its regular day to a different day,
okay.
Move it to Thursday rather than to a Friday. Okay, but anyway, I don't know why he was taking us all over the...
We're not learning Kabbalah.
This is not the Ger of Hillel. We're trying to learn a piece of Shemesh Shmuel about Mordechai's clothing. I don't know why we're getting off the topic.
But piece of Shemesh Shmuel can come
so much. I know. Let's get back to where we are, because otherwise it can never end. We can discuss everything in all of Torah, all of Shas. Come on, get back. So, the main mitzvah which the Nevi'im created for us, if there is a mitzvah, okay, we're putting the Tisha B'Av aside. The main mitzvah which we know from the Nevi'im is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And everything else on Purim Day. So there's mention in the Gemara. The Gemara says, look, 48 Nevi'im said a lot of words, a lot of books. Say for Yeshua, Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, many books to Cheskel. But at the end of the day, bottom line, what mitzvah do we have from any Navi? One, Kriyas HaMegillah. So what is this? So we have to understand this. What happened over here? The Navi, and we know in general, are not allowed to create mitzvahs. Ein Navi Rosh Hashanah Chadash Dava. All mitzvahs. 613 are given by Moshe's Torah, and that's it. No more, no less. So Tosef, we'll take that. Nevi'im, they don't add any mitzvahs. They give a lot of philosophy, ideology, encouragement, rebuke. Fine, but they don't tell us you have to do this, that, mitzvah. One mitzvah they create, Purim, Kriyas HaMegillah. So why is this so? Why is this so? Why is this different? What happened all of a sudden? Why is this so? This is the only thing that the Nevi'im have created for us as a mitzvah for all generations, Kriyas HaMegillah.
To do
Rabbanan? No, to do Rabbanan.
So, how's that mitzvah?
Rabbanan made it a mitzvah. You said, I should be shunned from the Tzoy Sivan, who
I'll Kriyas HaMegillah. How can you say that? God didn't command it.
We learned it last term. We learned the Halachas of Chanukah. We learned that the Gemara says because listening to the rabbinical decrees and mitzvah of the Torah.
That's right.
But what shot did they make this takana, nothing else? I know it's a takana.
They made a takana.
No, they never made. Only thing which is added to the, is called the mitzvah, Kriyas HaMegillah. Tillas Yadayim is not mentioned in the Tanakh. The only mitzvah which is mentioned in the Tanakh, which is the takana de Rabbanan, which you say, takana de Rabbanan from the Sanhedrin, is Kriyas HaMegillah.
Also about what you said before, Oynek Shabbos or Kof Shabbos, this is also...
That's a general thing. You don't make a bracha on that. You don't say a bracha, Shekib Shalom Mitzvot Sivanu al Oynek Shabbos.
But it's a takone, no?
It's a takone. The takone, though, is a general rule. It's like a mitzvah klalit. It doesn't have any... It's not a mitzvah pratit, not a specific mitzvah to do this specific action.
She's just saying in the Rambam's list of 630 mitzvahs, Kriyas HaMegillah.
No. Kriyas HaMegillah, actually the Rambam very strongly objects to those Rishonim who counted it in the 613. There was a group of the Rishonim who preceded the Rambam, maybe the contemporaries of his, in their list of 613, because of this statement of the Gemara, they put in Kriyas HaMegillah. The Rambam, Shorash Rishon, his first chapter, Sefer Mitzvahs, has a long, very strong disagreement, and says, cannot count Kriyas HaMegillah in the 613. 613 is Torah, Mitzvos, and not Kriyas HaMegillah. Some of the Rishonim did count Kriyas HaMegillah, because this statement here is very strong. It says, Lo pichsu lo tiwa man shekosef la Torah chutz mikra Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, says that the prophets didn't create anything above the basic mitzvahs of the Torah except the Kriyas HaMegillah. So it gives Kriyas HaMegillah a very unique, outstanding position. Even some Rishonim want to count it as a mitzvah device. The Rambam says it can't, because actually it says it wasn't known in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, so mitzvah which wasn't known cannot be counted in the 613.
So we really have 614 mitzvahs.
In a certain way, yeah. If you can't create some
Megillah, they're going to have more. Because they take rid of another one. They threw another one in those cases. They don't have 614.
If it's create some Megillah, then some Rishonim said, "I'm going to count create some Megillah in the 613. I should also count Neir's Hanukkah. Neir's Hanukkah.
There's seven.
Neir's Hanukkah though has no mention at all in any of the Sfarim of the Tanakh. Create some Megillah is a unique mitzvah midrabbanan, which is mentioned in the Tanakh Feish as a mitzvah." Well, you can add a lot of mitzvahs on Purim. Besides Kriyas HaMegillah, you have the Suda, Mishdor HaManot, the Stavionim. There's also mitzvahs to Rabbah.
The Iker mitzvah is the Megillah.
The Iker mitzvah is the Kriyas HaMegillah. That's how you begin the day, that's the focus of the day, it's on Kriyas HaMegillah. So he explains that this about time. This is a Chassidish of Shat. Okay, so, he got attacked because he made the Tana de Belio the minion. But the Tana de Belio, that's a Chazal. Chazal says the Tana de Belio, the minion memches neviim, makbilim the memches ore halavim. The 48 neviim that we have a list of from the Tanakh, and there are 48 cities that the Leviim had in the land of Israel. 48 cities. 42 regular cities and 6 Ari Miklot, so it comes to 48. So there's a strange connection that it says in the Chazal, Tana de Be'eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi told it to the Tanoim, that the 48 prophets have a parallel in the 48 cities of the Leviim. Strange parallel. So he says, it's Birad Zorim. Explanation is, Moshe Rotzeach, a murderer basically does not deserve to live. He killed somebody. It's basically his life is worthless. So what is he supposed to do? He runs to the city of the Levium. There he gets rejuvenated. There he gets a new life force. He gets a new chayim. We call Makom still. Let's say he leaves the city of the Levium for 1 second. Ebet chiyuso. He loses his life. Goladan with the lahala. The relative can avenge the death and kill him on the spot. So you see, a very interesting thing. This man, this Rotzeach, this murderer, Peshogeg, he has a new lease on life, but only even inside the city. In the city, he lives. Goes out of the city, he's dead. Hatan. So what's going on here? Mipnei, she'en chiyuso machmas atzma l'mapazu laso. Even when he's in the city, he's not really living his own life. He's being given life by the Levium. The Levium are giving him this lease on life. It's not his own life. He's getting a life, a right to stay alive because he's with the Levium. The Levium are sharing their life with him. Okay, Ein Lokim El B'Shas Maisa. So he only exists when he's with them. If he leaves, he loses his claim to life. He gets killed by the girl at that. That's the koach of the Ir Miklat. The koach of the Ir Miklat is it gives chayim inside. When you're inside, it's a life force which is given to this Rotzeach by the association with outside. It's the Levim. Kedugmazu. That's why the comparison between the 48 cities of the Levim and the 48 prophets. And the Levim shis nabu the Yisrael, all those prophets who said prophecy. Avshe b'shas hanavuah his o Yisrael ma'od l'kol hanavuah. Granted, when they said their prophecy, they inspired the Jews very much. It's Eliyahu Navi, who was a great prophet, inspired the Jews. Other Levim inspired the Jews. Mikomakom l'hoi l'seris kiyum. However, it didn't last. At the end, the 48th of the year, you have to say, we're failures, because the Jews went back for sinning, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Whatever they did was only, they temporarily were able to keep the Jewish nation alive, functioning in Israel, and with a major Hamikdash. But, it petered out.
Not always even that.
Huh?
Not always that even.
Right, it was on the north. But, L'hoilis arus kiyum. This inspiration the Jews got from the prophets didn't last forever. Kashem l'hoilis amachmas atzma. This whole inspiration was not something which came out of the Jews themselves. It was the outside force of the prophets holding them up. The prophets, it's an external buttress. It's nothing internal to the Jews themselves. Therefore, eventually, this outside force can't hold it up anymore. Tam zeh atzmo lo nishra mehen mitzvah kabul ados. That's why they couldn't create a mitzvah for all of generations. Why couldn't the Nevi'im create a mitzvah for all the generations? Because it's a koach which is outside the Jewish people. It's not coming from inside the Jewish people. Therefore, you can't create. It doesn't have an eternal effect. It's only a temporary thing. Chutz b'mikra Megillah. But the only mitzvah produced by the Nevi'im is Kriyas HaMegillah. Shasaras hatabas hazirasam lemutav yoter mikol haNevi'im kibushasham. Because the ring, which Achashverosh gave to Haman, created such an internal change within the Jews. The Jews did such a tshuva because of the whole Haman Achashverosh episode that it lasted for generations. more than all the 48 prophets put together. Today, Hasaras Hatabas is Oru B'Chorach Atzmusa, because of this ring which Achashverosh gave to Haman, the Jews found internal themselves Korach to arouse. Because they did tshuva, they found internal energy. Alkein nisham mezeh lekaye mitzvah ledoros. So, as a remembrance of this event, we have a mitzvah for all generations. We may have Purim lo yavu mitocha Yehuda. Internal koch is what Purim represents. Not from external support systems, but an internal energy. That's why it has an everlasting effect. If it's the 48 prophets, they're able to give external support. So it's a temporary thing, but it didn't last forever. But since Purim created an internal change in the Jew, it lasted forever. That's why Purim is a mitzvah l'dorot from the Nevi'im. This is the only time that the Nevi'im was successful. It wasn't even them, it was Haman and Achashverosh. They created the internal change. This is how we defeat Esau. Shepetanit the Baal Yom, Shekol Zman, She Yitzchak Koye Kayom, Erziku with Mitzvahs Mila. Okay, when Shemay said Pharaoh Bris, Esau and his descendants, as long as Yitzchak was alive, they used to do the Bris Mila. Once Yitzchak died, they stopped. Because their Koach was from the energy of Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave Esau and his children the Koach. When he died, they lost it. Yisrael, the Jews keep it without Yitzchak, without Yaakov. The Jews keep Bris Mila on their own. Ki Esau, afilu ma'atso shahayabo lohaya machmas atzmo. Esau's goodness was the result of the hashpah of Yitzchak, Yitzchak's influence. Al kein ha Elokim, it didn't last forever. Israel, they have an internal goodness. Yes, it lasts forever. Yes, Yom.
But in all cases, the external.
Most inspirations come from the external environment. Rebbe gives a good speech. I don't know. Shabbos environment, so we get inspired from the outside, but it's a big problem, because once that external situation goes away, it may not last. It usually doesn't last. That's why, you know, the person on Shabbos can be so high, but meet him on Tuesday, Wednesday, there's no trace at all, because it's all a result of the external environment of the Shabbos. Never was internalized. Those who are high on Wednesday, Thursday, they have the internalization of it, of the spirituality. Inside. Doesn't depend on the outside. That's when it lasts forever.
Does that mean that I want to get internal inspiration from the food is the inner spark that the Shemeshima sometimes talks about?
Yeah, that's sure. If a person can reveal his inner spark, the internal center spark, then it's going to have a tremendous energy.
Have you seen examples of this, or is it usually
the... No, Yisro Cohen.
Right.
Yisro Cohen. He's on fire Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He doesn't depend on Shabbos. He's the same Rabbi Cohen every day of the week. So you see that it's possible for someone that happened to the internal fire. I'm ready, not so good. I have my ups and downs, especially during the week. But some rabbis are great. They're able to have an internal energy the whole week. try to do it, try to tap into it. Coffee? The man shmo, you drink the coffee, the man shmo, it could help. It
becomes part of your insides.
Could be.
Oh, it
could
come from the inside,
not
from the outside.
No.
Once it's in you,
it stays inside. Yeah, you can take the out, another answer is to take that outside influence and internalize it. Like Yosef HaTzadik, when he was in Mitzrayim, Tmusti Yochum Shel Avram, he always saw his father. So it becomes part and parcel of the inside. The outside can become part of one's inside. You can bring it in.
Well,
yes.
I assume that we apply a general principle of Shema here. Even if somebody doesn't feel it inside, you should try to surround yourself with as many external influences that are going to eventually bring you to that.
That's right, for sure. And anyway, even if a person never really internalizes it, if he is always going to stay in a good environment, so he'll be okay till he dies. He'll be okay because he's always in a good environment. A good environment has given him the support that he needs. Of course, it's much better if a person could get the internalization and not need the environment, but most people don't get to the level of really internalizing it at that level. They need the environment. The fact is that most Jews, from Jews in general, have decided that environment is a very, very critical element of their religion, and they struggle, they do tremendous things to have the right environment. It basically means they don't really feel that they have it internalized and that they can to go without the environment. They need the environment. They say it's black and white, the Frum Jews. Maybe the modern Orthodox are afraid to admit it. But Hasidim, no, they're not embarrassed to say we have. I'm talking about not the Babiches. But even the Babich has also this concept. But all other Hasidim say that black and white. We have to live with other Hasidim, we have to live near the Rebbe, because we're not strong enough. We don't have enough inner strength. We need an external environment to give us our dog. We have to live in Square Town, Muncie, Borough Park. This way we have Shlaim, Kiryat Sefer, Ramat Beit Shemesh, to be in places where we get the support. We support one another. Yeah.
It's a good thing. We don't fall in the dictum of Pirkei Avos, which says exile yourself to a place in Torah. You know,
don't be gullah the Al tam and taf mecha ad yom moscha. Don't trust yourself until the day you die. Yochum and Torah Gadol Shimesh Bekumah Gadol Shmon Shana Besof Nasa Tzduki. Be a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and at the end you become a heretic. So, from Jews in general, don't have the confidence about in themselves. You know, they're afraid. Shema Yigur Machet. The Gemara says even Yaakov Avinu, we learned in the Daf Yomi, said a few days ago, Yaakov Avinu, the biggest Adikim ever, he's on the Kisei cover of this picture. And he was also, Yigur Yaakov, he was afraid. Shema Yigur Machet. He doesn't think he had the confidence that he could be in an environment with Esav. He's Esav, he's afraid. Maybe I'll be influenced the wrong way. Shema Yigur Machet. So it's a very, very, I would say like this, I would say that nowadays, by and large, most, the overwhelming majority of the Frum Jewish community seeks outside support, wants to live with other Frum Jews in order to keep the chiyus, to keep the religious life burning. There are some who have a tremendous internal energy and don't need it, can go out like the Lubavitch or Shiluchim. They have it, they go out to every place. Lubavitch Shiluchim. And every so often you see it, become a chacham, or why you rabbis, also to give credit to why you rabbis, they go out. They go to faraway places. They build a community. They try to build a community. pray for our places, for our place. I love a friend of mine went, still he was in Albany, maybe 30 years, maybe he has 10 Shalom Shabbos in the city of Albany, but he's there, takes care 30 years. I have another friend who went to Vancouver, he's in Vancouver for 15 years. It's strong people, strong internal energy. They can do it. But Baruch Hashem, whichever way it is, you have to know. Someone has to know. Yeah. But the person who doesn't have the internal strength to go out and say, I have it, he's a fool, because he's going to fail. So all these boys and girls who come back from Israel, and then they go to the Ivy League colleges, what did they say when they get over, when they sign up for Ivy League? Say, I have the internal strength. I don't need a university, to a college, to give me external support environment. I can do it on my own. I learned already for a year in yeshiva in Israel. It's a tragic mistake which has been repeated again and again, hundreds of times, because many of these boys and girls misunderstand their own level. They think they're much stronger than they really are, and they crumble in the Ivy League schools. They crumble. But at least I hear, I don't know, I haven't made a survey myself, but I hear that at least 25% after 2 years are not Shomer Shabbos anymore. Can you imagine after spending a year in the yeshiva in Israel, 2 years later not to even keep Shabbos? It's amazing. It's such a tremendous catastrophe. It comes from the fact that the boy or girl thinks that he has the internal strength, and he doesn't.
But it's lovely. That's what it does. The God believes, the knows why he believes, of the human. Every feeling. The feeling is my house, but it's very secret.
Some people can do it, but many cannot. Many cannot. Yes.
What's different? Being a Chabad Shliach and going out among the Goyim and finding non-from Jews is different than being around people that say they're from, they're doing things that are very confusing. Like the kids at the school, they're just informal because they get with friends, they're looking for, they'll have a friend who is very nice, but then they do crazy stuff. Then they'll be like half from, they'll be like, you know, conservative, or they're like very nice, and they do mitzvah. So it's a different thing.
Yeah, yeah. The Babich has their mission, so to speak. In other words, you're saying they have a focus. And also, the Babich has a very strong support system, even though they may be far away physically,
yeah.
But they're continuously in touch with headquarters, yeah. 77. And every year, twice a year, they all come back. For the chaskus, for that Rebbe used to make. They do have a lot of, but you have to give them extraordinary credit that they're able to do it. What they do, it's amazing. But those, unfortunately, and that's the modern Orthodox in general, we should be spending more focus on this issue. Not enough for pensionism. We're just sort of sweeping it under the rug. We're saying it's like an assumption, you know, you grow up modern Orthodox, you go to the yeshivas, you go to Israel, and you'll be okay. You have to address it. Do we want to have communities where we give one another our support, strength? Or are we strong enough to be on our own? We not even address this question. That's why boys and girls can just sign up for Ivy League and no one says boo. They think, oh, it's, and why are you saying? Why you compete? Or why have to say, we're also in the top 40? Why can't you be like Turo, say, out of 355 colleges in the country, we're in position 354? I'm afraid there's more cows in the country. That's what Tulov says. And come to us, we're Jewish. Not because we're a good school. Come to us because of the Jewish environment, school environment. No, that we don't do. That's a Tulov. I'm not saying this. I mean, obviously, Tulov doesn't have the appeal that Warren does. But I think that in general, the community is not addressing the issue. The community is saying, I have a boy and girl who gets an Ivy League. Great. Just as good as YU. Maybe better because it's a better school. Really? It's ridiculous. You pick YU because it's a better school. That's not the reason. We pick YU because we want to be in a school environment. We want to be in a classroom. Everybody has to wear the yarmulke. Because it's a better college. Then go to Harvard. This is not better. It doesn't make any sense. You have to call a spade a spade. People don't want to call a spade a spade. One. So that's why he gets this terrible phenomenon that so many boys and girls decide not to come to RU because they think they get a better education someplace else. And then 25% plus in 2 years stop keeping Shabbos.
But the things that Harvard can't get at YU, let's face it though, Harvard is a better school. There are a lot of programs there where just Harvard is Harvard. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You walk into any employer with a Harvard degree and it's like gold. You know what I'm saying? YU is a good school. It's not
so
like
what? So what? I can rob a bank and also make a few million dollars. What does it mean? It's a better school. Who cares? It is a better school, but that's not part of my. When I'm dealing with Fruitcake and religion, then it's not that I have to make a decision. I have a religion, and I have a better school. It's not apples and oranges. If it's a question of religion, then there's nothing on the other side. There's no other choice. That's what I'm saying. I fully subscribe to the Hasidic. For me, the Hasidic point of view is correct. Environment, support system for one's religion is so important that there's no other factor which you can say stands against it, and I have to decide. That's it. It's the most important thing. If someone finishes, why you smicha? I want every bachur this year to be a musmach. It's a shame. You all can do it. And you already finished smicha. You say, I'm strong enough to go live in Vancouver. Good. Then when your children will be 5, 6 years old, decide a very strong decision whether it's good enough for them to be in Vancouver. Maybe by then you move back to New York for the children. That's what I would do.
Do you do?
Yeah. I wouldn't live there for the rest of my life because Chabad Shliach is different. Chabad Shliach, he has a whole support system. And he has a Rebbe's bracha. The Rebbe gave a bracha that anyone who becomes a Shliach for Chabad personally guarantees that his children would be as firm as if they would grow up at 770 on Ocean Park, Eastern Park. It's a personal guarantee of the Rebbe that the Rebbe will go to bat for his children, for Shemayim, that the children have to come out as if they stayed in Brooklyn. So it's a Rebbe guarantee. We don't guarantee.
I'm not
giving the guarantee. You have to go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe can give such a guarantee. A Rosh Yeshiva, too much brisk, too much logic, give such a guarantee. I know a modern Orthodox rabbi who wanted this guarantee. He went to Chassidus Rebbe in Brooklyn and said, Rebbe, I have a position in the rabbi, but I'm afraid to raise my children in that place. You give me a guarantee. So the Rebbe said, I give it to Babich Rebbe's guarantee. You should go there, and Babich Rebbe's guarantee will be chal for you. So he went, if you get a Rebbe's guarantee, do it. Rosh Yeshiva guarantee, don't do it. Come back. Do it for a few years. You should go out. I want everybody to get smicha, and I think everybody should go here 3-4 years to Klal Yisrael. Wherever they send you, China, Africa, wherever they meet a rabbi, you should go for 3-4 years and have babies who are 3-4 years old. Come back and let the next person come for 3-4 years. The next Muslim from Wadi. We have every year 30, 40, 50 to replace you. To come back to New York. You have to watch yourselves. You have to have an outside support system. Let's, you Imam is such a big gadol, such a big tzaddik, that you can do it on your own, and your children, you think you can even raise your children like that. That's great. You can do it. The Lubavitchers have tremendous success with their children outside. So the Rebbe guaranteed it, and the Tanka works for them. I see that a lot of people here don't have the self-confidence in themselves to do it. So live in Bar Park, live in Teaneck on day one, and raise your families. Chas v'shalom. Don't quit YU to go to Ivy League. Don't tell your friends in Israel, YU is a stinky college, and go to Yale. No! YU was the place to go. That's what you should tell them. Only good. That's what you should.
If you're saying that like education doesn't matter as much as like the religiousness, should be able to just be in yeshiva and not be eligible.
Okay. That's a position. Alicia, you brought a kivanta. You were machaving to the position of almost all Hasidim and all yeshivasha. All the Hasidim and all the yeshivasha don't want anyone going to college until he's about 30 years old. Until 30, he's supposed to be in the environment of the yeshiva. After 30, he can go to college because they don't trust the environment. That's exactly the Hasidisha and yeshivasha attitude. That's true. Yes?
Maybe also instead of sending rabbis to Africa and China, but they bring Jews from Africa and China to Israel, so they won't.
Good point. In other words, we have Israel. Put our energies into making Israel a strong place, a good environment. And Israel is a very tiny little country, so wherever you are, you're basically in a pretty good environment. I don't know. I mean, Israel is a funny place. Because even though it's a tiny place and you're so close to a good environment, but they have these places where the anti is so strong. The anti-film is so strong. It could be a bad environment. For example, the army. The Israeli army is a notorious, terrible environment for film people. And the fact is, just like I spoke about Ivy League colleges, the same statement could be said about the Israeli army. That at least, and it was very minimal here, at least 25% of the yeshiva high school graduates from high school, Shomer Shabbos, going to the Israeli army, at least 25% 2 years later are not keeping Shabbos. At least 25% because of the Israeli army. Therefore, even though it's Israel, you would think Israel is a tiny place, there's so many big tzaddikim in Israel, good yeshivas, and good communities, but it has a very strong anti-religious element. And if you go to their places, for example, the Israeli army, you send someone in who's not very strong, he's going to have a big time. Therefore, my personal opinion is, the only place in the Israeli army anyone's allowed to go to nowadays is Nachal Haredi. If you have a yarmulke on your head, you must go to Nachal Haredi. Nachal Haredi is the only place in the army where it's totally It's an environment which supports being frum. Supports being frum, which is what people need. You need a supportive environment. Yes?
Is that fair? Because let's say there's somebody who can be a fighter pilot and really protect the country, and he would see the frum Jew, and he can be the protection of the country, and we need it now, and because he's frum, he can't go to be a fighter pilot, even though
right.
That's
unfortunate choice, but when you again, just like we say in the American situation, that you have frumkeit on one side of the scale, and the other side of the scale is education. So it's not even a question. Certainly choose the frumkeit. The same thing with the Israeli army. One side of the scale is frumkeit. The other side of the scale is a more prestigious role in the military, fighter pilot, paratrooper, intelligence, or navy, SEAL. These are more prestigious, more daring, and so on. Can't. Because frumkeit cannot be weighed against anything else.
You're jeopardizing the security of Israel.
No, we're not. Let the army make itself totally Nachal Haredi. Let the whole army become Nachal Haredi. And then we'll be able to have frum people over there too. If they think that they really need frum people for the defense, in the Navy SEALs, in the Air Force, but they don't have enough good soldiers, and the frum people are so good that they need them over there, so then let them make it a Nachal Haredi Air Force. They made a Nachal Haredi Infantry Division, let them make a Nachal Haredi Air Force Division. It's up to the army.
So
if they say they don't need us, so they don't. So
specifically, intelligence-wise, especially, I don't think intelligence is an aspect. You're not really, in the field as much. You're working in an office more than, out there with the young.
Intelligence. The intelligence is very anti-religious
right.
Part of the services. I wouldn't put a phone board there.
Sometimes the most religious guys who study Torah have the best mind.
Right. So let the army in Israel make a Nachal Haredi intelligence.
Nachal Haredi intelligence, you can't stop. It's not right to stop them. They need the geniuses, and a lot of times the geniuses are the guys who have spent 3 years learning Torah.
It's too bad. The individual's frumkeit is more important than contributing to the national security. More important for that individual to keep Shabbos than for the national security that he's able to decipher some Arab secret message. No, his frumkeit chayecha tov. It's more important. He has to make the sign. My religion, my practice is more important than the national security. Because, as you say, Adam, ultimately, the national security depends on the individual frumkeit. That's just the way Israel is. Israel, I'm Shmo Tishmo, the low Tishmo. It's a funny thing, but doing the mitzvahs in Israel creates national security. Yes, Alicia?
That's right.
Does he want to say? Good, that's the main point. We'll sign out time. This